bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Jackie Dalton. Have you ever wanted to escape your everyday life and go and do something completely different? If you live in a house in a big noisy city like London, perhaps you could sell it and go and live on a small boat. Well, one man has, and now he lives on his boat just off the southern English town of Brighton. We're going to hear from Brian Bessie. Well, that's his real name, but he also has a nickname, an affectionate name used by people who know him. What's his nickname?
Anyway, my name's Brian Bessie, yes, that's the real name, although I'm sort of affectionately known as Uncle Albert.
Did you catch Brian's nickname? He said he was affectionately known as Uncle Albert. How long has Uncle Albert been living on the boat, and why did he move there?
I've been down here now for the best part of 12 years. I used to live in London. God knows what London's like these days, but I ended up on this. The family had grown up, the wife had passed on, and I had this big house cutting grass and decorating, and I thought, who for? I'm going to go and live on the boat.
Did you get those answers? Uncle Albert says he's lived on the boat for the best part of 12 years, which means nearly 12 years, for the best part of. So why did he decide to move there from London? Because his wife had died, his children had grown up, and he was left on his own in a big house, which seemed silly when it was just him.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Is Albert glad he decided to leave London and live on a boat in Brighton?
Best decision I ever made. Put years on me, I think. I often look back and I think, if I'd have stayed up there, I'd have probably put my head in the oven.
Uncle Albert says it was the best decision he ever made, so he's pretty pleased he moved. But surely, after life in a big house in London, it must be a bit uncomfortable living on a boat. Does Albert agree? What can you do on a boat that you can't do in a house? Listen to find out.
All these boats have got all of the comforts that's required for living aboard. Microwaves, televisions, fridges, you name it. And for if you don't like your neighbours, you can go and park somewhere else or wander off to another harbour.
Uncle Albert says on a boat you have all the comforts you need. A television, a microwave and so on. And perhaps best of all, if you don't like your neighbours, you can go somewhere else or park in a different harbour. A harbour, a place where boats are kept. Albert thinks it's a great lifestyle. And as he's about to tell us, he doesn't understand why more people don't do it.
One of the things that always strikes me is the fact that this being a lovely way to live, you would think there'd be more young couples, instead of trying to raise a mortgage, which is hard for them, a boat is a fraction of the cost. And the life itself is 10 times better, you know, so...
Well, he's got a point, hasn't he? A mortgage is a legal agreement when you borrow money from a bank to buy a house, and you have to pay back that money over a period of time. And I can tell you, living in London at the moment, if you want to buy a house here, you've got to have a pretty big mortgage, as housing is very expensive. So, as Uncle Albert argues, why get a big mortgage when you can just go and live on a boat?
One of the things that always strikes me is the...
One of the things that always strikes me is... That's a nice phrase. It's a way of saying something that I find interesting or surprising.
One of the things that always strikes me is the...
Let's listen to Albert again. This time answer this question. What are some of the other things he likes about being on the boat?
There's a lot going for living on board. I love everything that's down here. I love these lovely nights, these lovely sunsets, the lovely people. People pay for this. You know, they ask me silly questions like, where do you go for your holiday? And I look out here and I look at them and I think, every day is a holiday.
Albert loves the nights and the sunsets. And when people ask where he goes on holiday, he thinks it's a silly question. Every day is a holiday. And how right he must be. In fact, I'm feeling almost tempted myself. Perhaps when London gets all too much, I'll go and ask Uncle Albert for some advice on the best model of boat to buy.
bbclearningenglish.com